Today is Thursday, July 17th, 2025. We're located in the Bowerbank Town Hall. This is a meeting of the Planning Board for the Town of Bowerbank. Here tonight, it's currently 6:33 p.m. I'm going to call the meeting to order. My name is Howard Kaufman. Attending, just go around the room, guys.
Chief Dewar, code enforcement. Jerry Israels.
Ken Miller.
Walter Luger.
Okay. So we have Keith. I was going to try and type it in, but I can't do that.
Put an S at the end of my name.
I will.
Jamaica.
Okay, so no members of the public are here. First thing we're going to do is going to ask for a motion. This is the last meeting agenda and minutes. So we need a motion so we can approve them. So that's why you see that I asked you the last time to do it so we can approve it. So can I have a motion to accept the minutes for June?
Of the last meeting?
Of the June meeting.
Oh, June, okay.
Okay, I was going to... June... What date was that? 19th. So who's going to give me the motion?
I made the motion.
Kerry?
I'll second him.
And Walter. Thank you. Okay, so this is what I've got for the minutes of that meeting. So I had a technical problem with the recording. It started an hour into the meeting because I forgot to turn it on. So this time I got it right. Here's who attended. I'm not going to read it. So we accepted the minutes to the meeting. We filed them, essentially. Then we got into a discussion about all these attorney-related issues, doing the land use amendment and all that stuff. And what we ended up doing was we took a vote and we said we weren't going to do anything about the ADU part of the attorney letter, that we have noticed everybody, we're aware of it, the selectmen now know about it, and we can deal with that should we ever, whenever we write, update the comprehensive plans, it'll get dealt with at that time. And then we closed those discussions, and then we had, an extensive discussion about the minimum lot sizes, keeping in mind what we learned from the public hearing. And then we pretty much agreed that we were going to leave the residential district the way it is, at a 2-acre minimum, and that we would recommend, which we did to the selectmen, for the village district, go from 1 to 2 acres and increase the frontage from 100 feet to 200 feet. Okay? So, and we did that. And I did go to a meeting, and I told them, and they're aware of it. And so let's approve this, these minutes, if that's okay for everybody. So motion to approve the minutes.
May I make that motion?
Thanks, Ken.
Before you make a motion, somewhere maybe I've lost something. In the town of Bowerbank, what's the difference between villages and residential districts? I don't know.
Okay, so the village district, I'm going to explain it to you. The village district is between Peterson Road, essentially, and Glover Farm Road. Everything this side of either of those. When you go outbound to the woods, or you go outbound toward the town line, that's residential.
Okay.
Okay. So, motion to approve the minutes, and that was Ken.
I second.
And who second?
I'll second.
Carrie. And all approved, all in favor, 4-0. Okay. And I guess we should form motion to accept the June 19th minutes. Okay, that's what this is. I'm getting confused. I'm doing too many things here. All right, let me close this out. So I was going to try and type them as we went, and I'm not capable of doing that. I can't concentrate that way. So I lost another document I had open. So I reached out after speaking to the selectmen and all our conversations. Okay, I'd like to put a motion to discuss the land use changes, if that's okay if we just call it that. All right, we'll formally vote to talk about them, and then we'll talk about them, and it'll all be kind of kosher. All right, so I'll make the motion, Howard.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Walter. In favor? 4-0. Okay. So, the attorney, all I did was send him an email, and I essentially said we're not going to do anything with the ADUs. All we want to do is change the residential from 1 acre to 2 acres, and the change to the minimum frontage from 100 to 200. So let me bring this document up. And this is as big as I can get it. I know, hopefully you guys can read that. So if you look at this carefully, he's got it wrong.
He what? Who's he?
The attorney who wrote this. So
what do you expect for
$3,000? $2,500, not to exceed, supposedly.
I said $3,000.
You were damn close. So from 1 to 5.
Oh, Jesus.
So the good news is this is a text editor. I can edit this file.
Oh, okay.
So it's not locked or anything like that, so I can change it.
But you're going to tell him he screwed up, right?
I'll let him know. Or I might just send him updated documents. I haven't decided yet. So anyway, this should go from 1 to 2 acres. He's got the feet correct, though, the frontage. Okay. And so in this chart, the residential, everything stays the way it was. So he was changing the 1 to a 5. So this needs to become a 2.
Okay.
Okay, so I am going to make those changes.
Yep.
And that's what I would, and that,
Now on that minimum continuous growth frontage, what did that say?
He crossed out the 1. Oh, and it should be replaced by a 2. It's 2100, I need to look at it. Shit. But that's their way of kind of providing like an audit trail almost to show you what it was and what it is. Because if you, here, if you look at this, he explains it here. Describe a strike through. Signifies something that's deleted, and underline indicates something that's added. Okay? And then we have to decide certified copies of the complete amended ordinance are available for inspection at the town office. So the selectmen are going to own this part. Right? They have to approve it. They have to agree to schedule it. They have to announce it.
Yep.
Since we had... And, all right, now, hold on a second. Forgive me from jumping around, but you'll see. This is my email. I just want to bring up the email from the attorney. Because you'll be able to read it. You'll be able to see it. And forgive me because, you know, I have a printer at home, but I really don't want to print five or copies of everything, especially when we have this big screen. And I'll try and always have one of them. Okay. How well can you guys read that?
I can't.
All right. See, this, it's a text and an email. Let me see if I can do this. Cheating the good old-fashioned way. Yeah, and I can, looks like
I can.
There's
a draft warrant. I can read that.
Can you?
Yeah.
I just can't. There we go. Can you read that? It's kind
of
glaring.
It was better. It was better before.
But then you can't see the right.
Oh, okay.
The right side got truncated. So okay, so this is I'll just read it.
Yeah.
So
just read it.
If you can't. So here's a draft warrant for a special town meeting with the proposed amendment to the land use ordinance included as Article 2. Because the ordinance amendment is limited to Section 5.1, I simply excerpted the ordinance rather than attaching it to the warrant. Also attached is the complete ordinance, and that's the 63, I mean, that's the really long document. That includes, so I'll have to ask him to give me an updated document. Because they edited it with PDF. I don't know. Anyway, he sent me a text file which has it, which I can edit. But then he sent me the big long document, the comprehensive, or the land use ordinance rather, and that he didn't have it as a source file. So I think he manipulated it with a software program, which I don't have. I can't undo those things. So anyway, so he attached it. Also attached is the complete ordinance with strike through and underlines in Section 5.1. So I will notify him of the changes that the 5 should be a 2, and he'll have to send me a new document. The document can be used as the certified copy of the ordinance that should be made available in advance of the vote. So the selectmen are going to have to take the document from the attorney, call it a certified copy, and we can post it on the website. You know, we have a town website now.
Yep.
So we have a town website. We can make sure Maureen has a copy over here, and they can notice that, and that's just the way we can advise people about the change. In some ways, this thing is like a summary, but it's also part of that big, long document that has to reflect this change. Okay, certified copy. Alternatively, the clerk may just want to copy and paste the amended section into a clean Word copy of the ordinance. So, and not, I guess, put it in the big document, just sort of have it as an amendment.
Just attached to the end.
Attached to the end of it, which may, in fact, just put an amendment at the top of this thing and show the change and leave the other document.
You don't really need it. Just that one paragraph. I mean, that
correct.
One section.
Right.
You aren't changing anything else.
Isn't there, doesn't this repeat somewhere else, this chart, or the 2 acre, that minimum acreage appears in a second, I don't know if it's a comprehensive plan.
I don't know. I don't have my book here tonight.
Do you?
I don't know.
We'll probably have to check that and make sure.
Yeah. We might be. I have them all here. If anybody wants electronic copies, I have them.
No, I don't want.
No, electronic copies. I'm not giving you the pay. I don't want you to print it. But I'm saying if you. It's on the website.
I
put it on the website, whoever. So you can tell people.
I'm on the website. You mean the new one?
The new website has all these planning documents on it. So, Keith, if anybody says, what's the shoreline ordinance? Hey, go to the town website. You can you can read it or download it if you want. So it's no longer, does Maureen have an extra copy, or where do I find it? My friend on the other side of the lake always complains, well, nobody knows where the document is. All he had to do was to ask for it, you know. Now it's on the website, so he has no reason to ask. Okay, so beyond the usual procedures for approving and posting the warrant, the select board should certify one copy of the comply ordinance with the proposed amendments incorporated and make that available at least 7 days before the meeting. Copies should also be available at the town meeting. So what we have to do is make this change, vote, certify that this is in fact the change that we are recommending
to the people.
No, to the selectmen board. And they're the ones who own taking the proposal to the people. Okay, their job is the vote. Our job is the information. That's kind of how I separated things in my head. So, 7 days before the meeting. Now, as I previously advised, a second formal duly noticed public hearing by the planning board is not legally necessary, but we can have essentially another public hearing if we want before the selectmen call for the vote. So, and that's a decision we should make tonight, if we want to have another public hearing or just recommend to the selectmen that they just put it out there with a vote.
I think we should have a public hearing, because if we tried that and people found out we're just pushing it through, then they'd have a fit. And it doesn't cost us much to have a public hearing.
My question is, how many people would show up, though?
It don't matter.
There'll be eight. No, just kidding. You'll have the selectmen, you'll have us. The Ames boys will be there. No, Asa, I think, would come. Maybe his wife. There'll be a few other landowners who would come. And they're there just to make sure we did what we said we were going to do, which is why they should come. They should see that we're doing what we said we were going to do. So,
what were you going to say, Keith?
Aren't we doing what they wanted us to do from the last public?
True,
pretty much.
But I feel that it'd be better to come out in front where nobody thinks that we're screwing around.
Oh, if you could be done in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what we're doing. We're changing one to two only here. That's it. No one changes. Any comments? Fine. Done. Move to adjourn. Anyway, I think you'd be out of there in 20 minutes. But I personally agree with you. I like the formality of, here it is, guys. This is what we said we were going to do. This is what we did. Now you have a chance to see that we did what we said we were going to do. Shut it down, then notice the voting meeting that the selectmen has to run, and then they have to have another town meeting to vote on this.
Right. Special town meeting.
Special town meeting.
I get a question.
Yeah.
So when you present it to the select people, they're happy with it, right?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay, I mean, there was no one saying anything about it. I mean, nobody was.
No one was pushing five.
Okay.
If that's kind of what you're asking.
And not only five, but just keep it the way it is.
I didn't really hear that. You know, and let that come up, that if anything, that would come up at the public hearing.
Yep.
You know, there's a part of me that says, I'm okay with keeping it at one. You know? How many places do you have in the residential district where you could do 2 acres? I can show you Town Map 7, which is the bulk of the center of everything. So, I mean,
well,
to me,
just protection in the future.
No,
that's all we're worried about is the future.
Right, no.
We'll all be gone.
Probably.
So,
yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
So, you know, him and I was discussing, I asked him about it. You know, when you're coming down from the Milo Road, you see them lots they cut on the left-hand side. He said they sold them. I mean, they were sitting there, $100,000 a lot.
How much?
$100,000.
$100,000 for those?
Between $80,000 and $100,000.
They're worth $7,500. That's what they're worth.
Not today's worth.
What's this world coming to?
Well, this is a problem. I mean, when a person will come in, they just sold one up in the big lake up there, up in Spec Shores Road, well, you know, on the water. That went for $500,000. They're going to take a camp down. They want it to loss. They don't care about the camp. I mean, the right person is going to come in. They come in you've got a nice lot over there, but they might not like your house.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Winnipesaukee, it's going to cost you $1,000,000.
Oh, Jesus, yes. I
no, it'll it cost you more. Oh. No, I mean, Winnipesaukee years ago was...
Yeah, okay, but I mean, what I'm getting to here is, when you come up and you look at...
I'm following you.
$80,000 to $100,000, a heck of a deal. Yeah.
Two years ago, a guy from Moosup, Connecticut, stopped and said, who owns those lots? And I said, I do. And we talked for a minute, and he says, I don't even know to want to go inside. I'll give you $1.2 million. And I thought, he's the craziest man I've ever spoken to.
No.
Those figures are not realistic.
Yes, they are.
Well, somebody who wants lakefront property and can't touch it for $5 million anywhere else.
What would you sell your place for today? If you sold your place?
Let's put it this way. Dolly Perkins, whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
But this was 3 years ago. And she told me that I was at the bar in Guilford.
Yeah.
And we'd just come from a shoot or something. Anyway, she recognized me. I didn't know her from now. She come up to me and she says, I know you. Are you interested in selling your house? I says, not really. She said, I guarantee you I can get $900,000.
How much?
$900,000.
I paid $3,000.
Yeah, so it's a sad day we're in.
It is.
I mean, what it boils down to is you can't afford to give it to your kids. Because you may need the money to live. I mean, I understand that. And then all of a sudden, when the person comes up and they're willing to give $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, there was one down on Sunset Ridge, it went for $1.2 million. Mm-hmm. That wasn't your house. It's way better now. And
may I ask a quick question? Yeah. What's going on at the corner of the North Road?
They fire on? Station.
Is that what it is?
Fire station.
Civic fire.
Huh?
Civic fire.
Great.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
It's what now?
Civic fire.
Civic fire station.
Good. Why is that exciting for you?
I think they need a building.
And it's not a development of a bunch of houses.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That corner, it's like, holy shit, what's going to happen? Sorry, public meeting.
Oh, okay.
You know, well, holy cow, what's going to happen at that corner, and it's going to be a fire station. It's not going to be half a dozen houses.
Well, I just find it hard to believe that they sold them lots on the Sebeck Village Road, whether it's $80,000 or $100,000, and people are going to move there. I don't know if they're going to move there.
I know, but I think the majority of them, there'll be one or two that some people will live there for.
What other lots are you talking about?
Okay, hold on, guys. We can do it afterwards. Okay. So I'm kind of trying to write down what I think has to happen, and I just want to repeat it so we have it for the record, so you guys can nod and say, because the way these things work is you make a motion, you discuss something, and you can only vote on what you said you were going to discuss. You really can't have a motion inside of a motion. To take another motion now and vote on it, technically you can't do that.
Right.
So I at least want to, as part of the discussion, have a, you know, this is the strategy that I'm going to move forward with, and would kind of be what we end up voting on just to kind of have it so people, we know what we said we were going to do. So we're going to modify the document. We're going to send it back to the attorney to make the change in the big, big document. I'm going to get in touch with the selectmen, have them, you know, I'm going to follow through with whatever his clean copy is. I've already sent this to Carl, so they're aware of it. Okay. And we'll do what the lawyer recommended. And at some point in time, the selectmen are going to approve it. If they want to move forward with it or not, that's their decision, right? And if they move forward, part of what we want to see happen is that we want to have a public hearing. And after that, let the selectmen announce the vote and then conduct the actual special town meeting for this very narrow change. Okay, so we motion to discuss the land use changes. Does anybody have anything else they want to say relative to this?
Nope. I think we've beaten this horse enough.
Yeah, I think so, Tom.
Is it a general consensus that the steps I just outlined is what we need to do?
Yep.
Yeah.
And, okay. So what I'm thinking of is we'll close down this motion, and then I think we'll have another motion to maybe just recommend that we want to confirm the change from 1 to 2 acres, and we want to recommend to the selectmen that if they decide to move forward, that we prefer to have a public art recommendation.
Is that what we just did?
No, we discussed it, but we didn't vote on it.
Let's do it. I mean, we're beating this thing right to death.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but
and I'll agree with you. So, and for me, I'm trying to get it on here. So nobody comes back. If someone does come back and asks you how you went through the process, if you formally followed all these rules that we're stuck with, I'm trying to adhere to them as much as I can. Is it perfect? No. Do I want to get out of here too? Then here, it's a side conversation. We don't talk about any other stuff. If you just want to come in and do it and get out, we can do that. But I don't stop us from having the side conversation.
Excuse me. I have a question. I thought the last meeting we voted going from 1 to 2 acres.
There was no vote.
I thought there was.
No. We had a poll that we're able to conduct to get the impressions of people.
This is the town fathers.
As a suggestion.
Yep.
Yeah, they made a recommendation. The people who said, yeah, we heard all this stuff and we're okay with these things. And then we've changed. We've removed the 5-acre proposal to 2, which was consistent with what came up at the town meeting. And now we're saying, hey, we're coming back out. We're going to formally recommend the change from 1 to 2. And we're going to have another public meeting. It's just time consuming, but it's a New England town government.
Let's do it.
All right, so I have to write this down. All right, a motion to recommend change from 1 to 2 acres and the frontage from 100 to 200 feet. I'll make the motion.
In the village.
In the village district. Thank you very much. There you go. Thank you. So, second?
I'll second.
In favor? 4-0. Okay. A motion to recommend to the selectmen that a public hearing be held
anybody want a cigarette?
To discuss.
Later, Lucky. Later.
Sure. Okay, a motion to recommend to the selectmen that a public hearing be held to discuss the matter.
I'll make the motion.
Kerry.
Second it.
Ken. Vote. All in favor? 4-0. Okay. is there anything else we need to formalize that we've done here?
No.
As far as what we have to tell the selectmen?
The select people know they have to make a date for a special town meeting.
Right, and that's on them.
That's on them.
That's on them to schedule. And honestly, we needed to get past this whole yard sale anyway.
Yeah.
There's not enough bandwidth in this town to do two things at once.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll ask Keith, do you have any permits that we need to review?
Yes.
Okay. You want to tell us what they are?
I don't know. I didn't know if you wanted to vote on it. I have one permit. It is on 19 Bear Point Road. It's John Dolewa. D-O-L-E-W-A.
D-O-L-E-W-A?
Yeah, Dolewa.
And what was the address?
19 Bear Point Road.
Okay.
Bell Bank, Maine. Map 4, Lot 2.
Is that just going down the hill?
It's just as you turn, this will be the second camp in on the water side of the road, the right-hand side. It's a brand-new lot.
Okay.
And, it's going to be a 28 by 32-foot camp, story and a half. Back 140 feet from the water.
So the ordinance is usually 100 feet, right?
Yeah. Yep. But the way this lot is, Mother Nature built it, you can't get that close. You'd be down on a steep path.
So right.
And go back into a flat.
I'm just jumping it into my head.
Yep.
Is there anything else we need to know about this? We don't approve them, so...
He does.
He does. It's all right, it's approved. It's
approved.
Us.
I mean, they've met all the side setbacks. The lot is... It's an acre, plus or minus. Well, it's a little, a hair over an acre, is what it is.
Okay. Do you have a number for that permit?
It's number 17.
Okay.
What's
that? So Keith, do you have anything else for us today?
Nope.
Does anybody else have anything that we need to discuss?
No.
I'm sorry.
Does anybody have anything else that we need to discuss as a board?
No. We just need to get this behind us because I'm going nuts over it. I didn't see how the ends could justify the means when we started, and I'm still right there. I think we should have left it alone. That's just an opinion. So, yeah, I have a hard time with it. I like to think my word is good and everybody around me's word is good, and you can work things out. That's old-fashioned, I know, but...
Well, we're talking about the future. That's all the thing. And actually, there's not anything left in Bower Bank.
Not in the village district. Any.
Not in the village.
What's that which is already completed is dictating what we do. There's so much land. When we talk 2 acres, 1 acre, whatever, a lot of times it's just like what you were saying. It has to be 140. Well, I think those things work out for themselves.
Yeah.
Better than
and they do
overly massaging this thing.
90% of the time, you come in and, I mean, this gentleman here, he would have loved to have been right down on the water. You know, was in I said he would have loved to have been down on the 100 feet. He talks about it. I said you can't do it because it's wet down there, for one thing. And I said if you're at the bottom of a hill, you've got a mile of hill behind you. You've got a lot of water coming down through there. I said, you don't want to be in a mess.
Yeah.
And he went along with it. He was all good about it.
Yeah.
His neighbor right beside of him, I can't think of his name right off quick, but he had to do the same thing because he's right on into that same lot. And, he had his back even fouler. But you can still have a meandering path down to the water, and you still have the boat landing. You can have everything you want, you just can't be quite what everybody's used to.
Right.
Does anybody else have anything that we need to discuss as a board?
No.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn.
So you're questioning
Kerry,
what they're building?
Beaver.
What
all in favor? Wait a minute. Okay. 4-0. We are adjourned at 7:09 p.m.
You're questioning that platform on Beaver Brook?
I'm not questioning it. That's unusual.